Thank you for coming. First of all, this study was conducted originally by Ms. Walker. She did this study when she was taking capstone for health education. And Dr. Macy was teaching the course at the time, and I served as a second reader. And today I am presenting this research on behalf of Ms. Walker. I have no relationships to disclose. This is my outline. This is the outline of my talk. I am going to talk about purpose of the research, a little bit of background literature review, data, method, results, and major findings and conclusions. The purpose of this study is to examine the association between hypertension and body mass index, and also waist circumference stratified by gender among a nationally representative U.S. adult sample. Hypertension is a public health problem today in the United States, with 67 million adults considered having hypertension, which is about roughly 1 in 3 U.S. adults having hypertension. Hypertension is also a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, including heart disease and stroke. At the same time, obesity is increasing rapidly, and obesity is not just a problem for the U.S., but many countries in the world. 36% of adults are considered obese for both men and women in the United States. Obesity is a risk factor for hypertension, diabetes, and many other medical conditions. We focused on two specific measures of obesity that are BMI and waist circumference, which are sometimes referred to as generalized obesity and abdominal obesity. There are a number of studies that investigated the relationship between hypertension and obesity, and one of the studies reported the progressive increase in the odds of hypertension among abdominally obese adults stratified by BMI category. What this means is that regardless of BMI category, abdominally obese adults are more likely to have hypertension compared to non-abdominally obese or non-BMI obese adults. But some other studies point out gender health behavior sometimes differs by gender. Men sometimes behave differently from females when it comes to diet, physical activity, smoking, and some other health-seeking behavior. And those might be influencing the prevalence of hypertension between men and women. So we hypothesized that both BMI and waist circumference are associated with hypertension for each gender, while controlling for sociodemographic factors. And we also hypothesized that different levels of BMI that are overweight and obese may modify the effect of waist circumference on the prevalence of hypertension for each gender. So what we are trying to do here is to see if there is any multiplicative effect of BMI and waist size on the prevalence of hypertension for each gender. We used the ENHANCE data as well for the years 2009 and 10. The sample included about 5,886 adults for between the ages of 21 and 80. Blood pressure was measured three times in ENHANCE, and we used the average of the three readings. Individuals are considered hypertensive if their systolic blood pressure is 140 or above, diastolic blood pressure is over 90, or individuals currently taking medication for hyperpressure. For the BMI categories, we use the conventional cutoff for normal weight, overweight, and obese. In this case, BMI of over 30 is considered obese. For waist circumference, individuals are considered at the high risk for abdominal obesity if males have a waist size of 102 centimeters or about 40 inches, and if women have a waist size of 88 centimeters, which is about 35 inches. And individuals are considered at low risk for abdominal obesity if their numbers are below these cutoffs. We use the descriptive statistics logistic regression model to study the prevalence of hypertension by gender. The primary explanatory variables are BMI and waist circumference categories. We included age, race, ethnicity, education, income to poverty ratio, smoking and physical activity as covariates. Odds ratios and confidence intervals are reported in this study. For the interaction, interaction terms or interaction effect are said to be present in a correlational framework if two variables are highly correlated, such as education and income. In this case, we take the BMI and waist circumference to see if they are interacting with each other and to see if the BMI really modifies the effect of waist circumference on the prevalence of hypertension. So we are trying to see if there's any multiplicative effect of BMI and waist size on the prevalence of hypertension between genders. So interaction terms, we report the model summary. These are the weighted proportions according to the statistical weights provided by the ENHANCE. Most people are middle-aged, and we have about 50-50% sex ratios, slightly more females than males. In this sample, about 73% were represented by non-Hispanic white, 12% as non-Hispanic black, and 14% Hispanics. Most people had some college education or college graduates, and about 20% reported that they are current smokers, almost 55% non-smokers, and 22% of adults reported that they were engaged in vigorous physical activity during the past 30 days. This table shows that the health indicators. About 33% were considered hypertensive in this population. 33% were considered overweight, and 37% considered obese, according to the BMI category. About 54%, almost 55% of the sample was considered at high risk for abdominal obesity in this study. This is a histogram, a set of histograms for BMI and waist circumference for each gender. About 36% of females and 38% of females and 36% of males are considered obese according to the BMI category. If you look at the WC, because of the different cutoff being used for each gender, about 64-65% of females and 44% of males are considered at high risk for abdominal obesity. And these cutoffs are used for other health organizations such as WHO and CDC. This table shows the odds ratios. increased age is an important factor associated with hypertension for each gender. Non-Hispanic black are more likely to have hypertension compared to non-Hispanic white for both men and women. For Hispanic females, they are less likely to have hypertension compared to non-Hispanic white females. Men reporting doing some sort of vigorous physical activities are less likely to have hypertension compared to other men who reported not doing any vigorous physical activities. Both overweight and obese men are more likely to have hypertension compared to the normal weight men. And only obese group for females are associated with having hypertension. For the waist circumference, both men and women are associated with having hypertension. This table shows the interaction terms for each gender. If you look at the male models, the interaction terms between weight circumference and overweight, waist circumference and obese, those came out as positive and significant. But if you look at weight circumference at high risk, overweight and obese as individual variables, they came out as negative and significant. And interaction terms, interaction effect are said to be present if we see this directional change in the variables. So this could be a potential indicator that there may be interaction terms between waist size and BMI status only for males, and this effect was not present for the female-only model. So, both BMI and waist circumferences are associated with hypertension, and BMI maybe plays a more critical role in men than in women, and this could be because of the potential interaction effect for males. The association between waist circumference and hypertension may depend on the BMI status in men. That means that association of waist circumference and hypertension could be stronger if men are overweight or obese compared to the normal weight men. And there was no interaction effect for women, or at least we couldn't find any similar interaction effect for females. But BMI and WC, waist size, are independently associated with hypertension. So we kind of try to stress that there may be gender-specific approaches are necessary to control and prevent hypertension, especially for men. Thank you for your attention.
And we have time for a few questions, actually, for everybody. First, Dr. Michimi, questions for him, and the panelists who are still here. I'm not sure there will be very many questions, but is it okay if you come up and are ready to answer any further questions? Why don't you come on up? First, for Dr. Michimi. Questions, please. Yes, sir.
This mesa plus cutoff value for WHO is actually 90 centimeters for men and 80 centimeters for women. WHO cutoff for the BMI.
So the question is reasons for using a different waist circumference cutoff. than our guidance with which I'm not familiar. It's on WHO guidance.
Weight circumference, well, I think we use the established cutoff. I think we take it from WHO or CDC. I think I've seen some other papers and studies that use these cutoffs, 100 or 2 centimeters for men and 88.
I think that's
CDC. Yeah. And maybe we could have different result based on different cutoff, maybe. And the BMI is the more standard cutoff. BMI of over 30 as obese, and between 25 and 29 as overweight.
Another variable first is the physical activity. That's the only variable to self-control. Physical activity. Without physical activity, you are self-control.
Yes, I just showed the vigorous physical activity because that was the significant result, and the income to poverty ratio and education weren't significant. That's why I didn't include for this presentation.
Okay.